Good evening, Southern Garrett. This is Mike Ferlazzo from the National Judges Association, judging the special category of percussion here at the Allegheny Show on September 30th. We've got a pretty gorgeous night here for this fall evening. A little windy out there, as we've seen from your props, but looking forward to the comic book heroes as I judge you in the classification of 1A. Here we go, Wonder Woman. Okay, show program begins. Wind chimes, nicely executed on the ascending movement through the wind chimes. Okay, tenor player or tom player articulating the part. Okay, probably could stand to tune that head up a little bit. A little rattly, I think. Probably be a little bit more of an effective moment if you tune that up a little bit. Okay, suspended cymbal player. You might want to widen out that suspended cymbal roll just a tad. We could actually hear the notes that time. You probably want to make that. There you go. That's okay. But just make sure you get all the way to the end and don't just hit it as the release, okay? Go ahead and make the roll all the way to the end and then go ahead and finish it. Okay, can appreciate all that's being played there from the marimba player, but okay, there we go. We can hear you. Nice, strong roll. Okay, now back to the battery. Okay, triplet roll. Nicely articulated. Okay. Okay, good resolution to the end of the phrase. Here we go. Okay, watch it from the bass standpoint. I love the tuning out there from your basses. Certainly got the good separation, but you got to really watch once we start on the move with the tonal bass parts. Okay. Superman theme. Okay, way to go to the end of the release there, snare drummer. Okay, definitely hearing a pretty crispy part out there from you. Still basic, probably stock parts. Not really catching much from your tenor player. So your tenor player, certainly from an intensity standpoint, needs to bring out the same level of intensity and articulation through the drum as your snare. It's almost like they're trying to hide right now with the tenor. And we'd like to hear the contribution from your tenor player as well if you're going to play the parts, right? Yeah, definitely very low on the drums, almost just a hint of your tenor right now, and we could definitely use that tenor sound to the ensemble. Okay, can appreciate something that's going, though, with your walking bass line right now. Looked like they articulated. I appreciate the fact they had a little dampening there. Okay, on a straight beat, kept well together. Okay, the only thing about your snare drummer, okay, it's definitely learning technique, and there you're whacking your rim shots right now, but keep those taps down a little bit. That'll bring out some of your accents a little bit more. Okay. Okay, from a timing standpoint, your tenor player is right there with your snare drummer as you resolve the phrase to the end. I'm just not really hearing the tenor coming through the ensemble at this stage, and you've got a small ensemble, but definitely you can play out a little bit more than that. Okay, start the next number on vibes now. Chords articulating nicely with the ensemble. Nothing, obviously, too complex there from what is written. Probably have some good opportunity there to articulate a little bit more from your pit and really contribute to the ensemble more. Okay, pretty good on the crescendo suspended cymbal roll. Okay, hey, watch this suspended cymbal there roll on the marimba that time. You just kind of tried to hit it and threw it in there, and it was out of time. Yeah, so make sure you get to the suspended cymbal, get off it, and back into the part if you're going to do that. Okay, back out to the battery. Can appreciate again your snare drummer. Okay, there, good. Good on the accents. Okay, definitely hitting them with the right hand. It's just when we go to the left hand, we lose some of those accents from you, but music is appropriate here to Batman. Okay, and there, you know, that was a pretty simple part bass line. You know, for the most part, you've been pretty good, but that was deca da da deca da 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 da, and I definitely felt some articulation shakiness that time from you, which really impacted the performance quality. And obviously, in A class, it's all about performance quality. Okay, once again, you're just dragging there, deca da deca da deca da deca. I'm hearing everything because your instructor has you tuned so nicely tonight, but certainly it's not staying in time with the rest of the musical ensemble. Okay, and tenor player at that time, I kind of caught you. Your hands were out of time because your feet were out of time, too. So that's one of the things that we have to watch, okay? But I'll tell you what, I appreciate the articulation of your snare drummer. Okay, there we go. Okay, tenor player, bring it out. A little mini feature there. Oh, cool. That could be such an effective moment. You guys are standing still right there, basses, and you started the run up the drums, or down the drums, I should say, and just didn't resolve it. It fell out of time, but you're not going anywhere, so that's one that should be rock solid for you. It could be really effective. Oh, nice hard start. Okay, cold start. Okay, some timing issue, front to back right now, from the concert bass to the bass drums back field. Okay, that's where you really got to have that front to back unison. Okay, I appreciate the musical attempt here with the basses. It's just not in time with the ensemble, and that's the one thing that is going to hurt your score. Your snare drummer is right there with the ensemble, kind of the glue holding the whole thing together. Okay, there we even got a little bit more of a left-handed accent, but definitely a disparity between right to left-handed accents at this stage. So snare drummer, one of the things you can do, again, is bring the taps down, okay, and bring that left-handed accent up. There we go. Okay, a little groove part. Okay, come on, basses. You had it. You're grooving with it. I was digging what was coming through the basses and could hear everything once again, but then you kind of fell out of time again. Okay, watch the attack with the feet once again once you came off the groove part. Okay. Okay, some appropriate stuff running. I wish I could hear the tenor player, though. I really can't hear your tenor player much at all. There we go. At the end of the resolution of that phrase, I did. And I was right in time with the concert bass drummer as well. So good job that time resolving the phrase. Okay, cold start. Articulated well. Don't get too crazy on that concert bass drum, though, because that's when you lose time with your hand. You're really into the attack on the bass line and really hitting it with that bass mallet, but don't hit it too hard because, again, that's when you start getting out of MC. Right now, that's what's happening. You're trying so hard to bring that bass sound out in the gong that it's kind of falling out of time with the rest of the ensemble. So really just kind of keep it under control. You can get a lot of sound without having to hit it that hard. Okay, watching your keys. Okay. Okay. Roll to the end of the phrase there, marimba. Okay, but certainly in time with the rest of the ensemble. Nothing too overly hard, but certainly from a melodic standpoint, matches what's going on in the rest of the ensemble. A lot of chords being played right now from your vibe, and I'm really not picking up a lot of what your vibe's playing. Looks like he's on the pedal. So make it ring out and play through the keys a little bit, vibe. Not really picking up your part much, which is gonna, you know, help from an effect, or, you know, it's gonna hurt from an effect standpoint. Okay, right on time there, snare. Again, I know you're not playing anything too heavy, but I appreciate what you're doing here. Okay, maybe a little too heavy on some of those accents, particularly the right hands with the small wind ensemble that you have, but, you know, again, you're in time and you're kind of covering for a lot of other things and keeping the battery together, so I can appreciate what you're doing there. Okay, there you go, tenor player. There you go. Maybe it's because it was on the gok drum, but I actually did hear you that time and you resolved the phrases. There you go, bring it out a little bit. Really confident. Yeah, you're playing in time. You're playing right there with a snare drummer. I just need to hear more of you. Okay, there you go, Southern Garrett. All right, and that's it. Okay, so overall, I saw a lot of good things out there. You know, certainly, you know, from the standpoint of what you're playing, I can see some, you know, basic technical and physical skills required. I mean, it's nothing overly hard, but maybe for the level of player that you have right now, we don't want something too overly hard. But I also think, you know, you are showing certainly some basic techniques, particularly on your snare drummer and your bass player. Your tenor player, I would like to say that too, but there's some problems. Certainly, there were some inconsistent timing and uniformity of style style parts as we moved along. Certainly the timing, as we said, with the concert bass to the bass is backfield a couple times, and certainly side to side from the vibe to marimba from time to time as well. Some of those suspended cymbal rolls as well. But certainly the music was appropriate. It was a fun show, certainly something that the crowd enjoyed. I'd enjoyed it too. I hope these comments are helpful for you. Thank you, Southern Garrett.